Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, May 3rd, 2006. Today's message is titled, Always Green Pasture. The scripture verse is a familiar one from Psalm 23, verse 2.
He makes me lie down in green pastures.
The farm fields and pastures near our home are wonderful green during this season especially. I enjoy the peaceful view of sheep along with their lambs feeding in the green pastures. By far my favorite farm scent is freshly cut alfalfa. Yesterday we drove by a large field of alfalfa around the corner of our house, and I told my friend Jesse, I sure wanted to be there when they cut and harvested. When Brooksie and I married nearly 30 years ago, I supplemented our income by working for farmers during hay season. I put up hay and sure enjoyed it when we did alfalfa. It has a distinct, sweet smell. Although I've never tasted it, I recall a farmer from Missouri telling me that alfalfa is like a prime cut of beefsteak to cattle. That's an interesting analogy in light of where beefsteak comes from. David, of course, was a shepherd prior to his reign as the king of Israel. Probably the most beloved psalm he authored is the 23rd, the Shepherd's Psalm. It is in this psalm that David draws from his background and makes the analogy of the Lord being his shepherd. Consider how through the ages, for approximately 3,000 years now, this particular psalm has brought assurance, restoration, comfort to God's people. But today, I focus on just one phrase in the Shepherd's Psalm. The daily text, He makes me to lie down in green pastures. Picture with me a lush green pasture with tall green grass, an abundance of food that God designed the sheep to flourish on. God has blessed all His redeemed with an abundance of green pasture. Now surely we live under varying conditions of temporal prosperity and blessing. Some have more, others less, some far less. Some have life better, some far more challenging. We so often tend to equate this with the degree of God's blessing and seem to focus on what we lack rather than what we are blessed by. Today, some readers are surely in the midst of a severe trial. Even as you listen to this podcast, the pasture just may not seem very green. But spiritual green pasture always abounds for the child of God. This pasture is never in drought or depletion. Consider these timeless scripture promises. I'll read the reference first and then the promise itself. Philippians 4:19. He meets all our needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus.
2 Peter 1:3. Through His divine power we have everything we need for life and godliness.
John 10:10. We have the Good Shepherd's promise of abundant life.
John 1:16. From the fullness of His grace, we have all received one blessing after another.
Finally, Ephesians 1:3. It speaks of the wonderful praise that Paul proclaimed to God. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Today, let us rejoice in the green pasture that our loving Lord has abundantly provided for all His children.
Lord, You care for me just as the shepherd cares for his lamb. You provide for all my needs. You restore my soul by Your refreshing word and guide me in making the right choices that bring honor to Your name. When my soul is troubled or overshadowed by the wrenching pain of loss, Your peace replaces my fear. Knowing that Your presence is with me at all times helps me to face the future. You have poured Your cup of goodness and mercy into my life, causing me to overflow with endless praise to You, my great shepherd. Truly, today I declare, how great is our God.
Amen. Thank you for writing that prayer and sharing it with us, Brooksine. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and we share this from our home. I'm looking right now out over that beautiful green as I conclude this podcast. I have a room from a converted garage that we made for my mother when she was living with us. She passed away last fall. Now it's become my home office. We have just beautiful, beautiful views from it. Our ministry website is www.dailyencouragement.net. There is a photo today of the green view we have across from our home. Actually, it's not a current photo because this year they planted corn and it's just beginning to crop up and it's not very green yet. It was from a year or so ago when they planted it in soybeans. So it's also not an alfalfa field. It's not a pasture. You could easily jump in the car and go and get a photo of the sheep. We would have several within a mile or so of our home. But it gives you an idea of the view that prompted today's message of green pasture. Today I also have up on the site a link to a song that prompted to share. As Brooksine concluded the prayer with that phrase, how great is our God. It's a wonderful song that we enjoy right now. I think it's probably been written in the last several years. And we have a link to it both in an audio version and a video from a church that I appreciate using their ministry resources from Canada, British Columbia, Canada. The song's titled, How Great is Our God. And this site, this church does a great job of putting resources up that, at least for me, I seem to download well and sound good, or even view good in my computer. I believe they will in many of yours as well. Have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to our Lord Jesus Christ and to stay encouraged. Brooksine, do you have something else you want to share? She's right here with me and she's smiling. That often means that I've said something I shouldn't. This is a real podcast. We're not trying to impress you. If you like what we have to share, you choose to click on and listen. And if you're looking for something else, this may be the last time we have you. But we're just two people, ordinary people, very ordinary, day by day seeking to follow the Lord. God bless you all.